Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Uh-huh. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might.
God says, the Lord our God, O Israel, you blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans, says the Lord our God is one God, and you are to love him with all your might. But we don't do that. We don't do that. Why? Because we don't even understand who we are as a people. You ask the common black man, who are you? He's going to tell you, I'm the common black man. You ask the black man who he is, he's going to tell you, I'm African American. He's going to tell you, I'm a gang member. He's going to tell you everything except an Israelite from the tribe of Judah, Levi, Benjamin, Simeon, so on and so forth, right? So because we're disconnected from our culture, we're disconnected from the Most High. Bring that out in Jeremiah chapter 17, start from 1. What we're out here to do today, like every Sabbath, we're out here to, number one, let our people know, the blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans of this world, let them know that they are the chosen seed line of the Most High, Yahweh, according to scripture, not according to DNA.com
or Ancestry.com,
but according to scripture and prophecy. Your pastors have been lying to you. The E-man has been lying to you. The Catholic Church, the rabbis, they all have been lying to you. Black Lives Matter has been lying to you. Jesse Jackson lied to you. Obama lied to you. Biden lied to you. Everybody has lied to us, and we bought it. We bought into it. You know why? Because we haven't bought into ourselves. Bring that out in Jeremiah.
Jeremiah 17 verse 1.
Sorry.
Jeremiah 17 verse 1. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with a point of a diamond, and it is graven upon the table of their hearts and upon the horns of your altars.
Come. It says the sin of Judah. You Negroes, you so-called black Americans, said the sin of Judah is written with the pen of iron. Your sins are written with a pen of iron. Judah, black man, Negro man, your sins are written with the pen of iron. Go on.
Whilst their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills.
Put slack, start from the top.
The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron, uh-huh, and with the point of a diamond, it is graven upon the table of their hearts.
Come. Sin is written. It's written in stone and it's engraven in your heart. You are wise to do wicked. That's what that's saying. You love wickedness more than righteousness. Your sins are seared into your conscience. That's why you walk around killing each other. That's why our men don't respect our women and vice versa. This is why, as a black man, I get killed by another black man faster than I would anyone else. Because of our sin. This is why the black man's walking around selling drugs in his community, taking from his community, robbing the people in his community, because he doesn't see anything wrong with it, because he raps about it. He raps to your children about a lifestyle he ain't even built for. Why does he do that? Because the sin of Judah is seared. The sin of Judah is written on a tablet with the pen of diamond. It's that deep. It's cutting that deep. And what we're out here to do today is to, number one, let you blacks, Hispanic, and Native Americans know who you are according to the scriptures, not our own private interpretations, but according to these prophecies of the Bible. But also out here to let you know what you are expected to be doing as the chosen seed line. We're not out here for your personal feelings. We're not out here for your personal beliefs. We're out here for facts against fiction. We're out here to show you the truth. Everybody say they so real. Everybody walk around screaming facts all day. But nobody is speaking any facts. We ain't worried about the music that's insane. Now you're going to drown us out. Keep it going.
On my mountain in the field, I will give thy substance and all thy treasures to the spoil, and thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders.
Said throughout all thy... Read that again. That threw me off a little bit.
On my mountain in the field, I will give thy substance and all thy treasures to the spoil, and thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders.
So in other words, because of our level of sin, we have lost everything. He said he's going to give everything away to the high places. We've lost everything we once knew. Our culture, our heritage,
from the top to
our
the
land,
from our elders to,
from our elders to everything. Everything we once had. We had our own political system, systems of banking. We had everything at one point in time. And we lost it all due to our disobedience. Go on.
Verse 4, and thou, even thyself, shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not.
God, he says, we will discontinue from our heritage. And brought to a land to serve, we were brought to a land that we do not know to serve our enemies. We will discontinue from our heritage. Black man, Hispanic man, Native American man. That's why we walk around calling each other niggas. What's up, my nigga? What's good, gang? Huh? What's up, my G? What's up, my boy? Huh? What's good, cuz? What's poppin', blood? Huh? What's up, folk? On phone now. Yeah. We walk around saying all this, right? Instead of saying, Shalom Akwa. What's going on, strong man from tribe of Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Simeon, Ephraim? Nah, we don't say that because we don't even know who we are according to the Bible. We don't understand that we are the people of this sign, that we are the 12 tribes of Israel. Because we would discontinue from our heritage. We would discontinue from our nationality and our culture. Right? And then you got people who think they know stuff but know nothing. When you try to school them on their nationality and their culture, they look at you like you got three heads. But you ask them, where are you from, brother, sister? I'm from Africa. Okay, where at in Africa? They can't tell you because they don't know. Read that one more time.
And thou, even thyself, shall discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee. And I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not.
See? Say, I will cause thee to serve thy enemies in a land that thou knowest not. Did we know America? The blacks and Hispanics did not know America. This was not our land. This was the Native Americans' land before it was conquered. This was their land. We were not in America. We were brought here during the transatlantic slave trade, the sub-Saharan slave trade. We were brought here from the western parts of Africa. Right? Yes, we migrated and settled in Africa, but we weren't born in Africa. We're not natives of Africa, which is why they had part in our slavery. Do your own research, sub-Saharan slave trade. Look it up, it's there. That's why they walk around, they know the difference between you and themselves, but you don't know the difference between them and yourself. Huh? That's why you walk around talking about you're a color, a byword. I can't tell an average black man here, he a Jew. He gonna look at me crazy. I ain't no damn Jew. I'm a Crip. You want to be everything except what God calls you.
Got a scripture.
Bring out what you got.
Isaiah 1 verse 3. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider.
Said the ox knoweth his master, and the ass his owner's crib, but my people Israel do not know. We do not even consider. We've never once thought, damn, I tried Islam, that didn't work. I tried Christianity, that didn't work. I tried Catholicism, that didn't work. Who am I? The Book of Mormon tells me that my skin color is a curse. I can't be that. Islam, it can't be. I can't be Islamic because I'm not Arabian. That's for Arabians. Hence why they speak Arabic. So if you're not that, then what are you? I can't be an Egyptologist. I'm not from the land of Africa. I'm not Egyptian. So if you're not that, then what are you? What are you, black man, Hispanic man, Native American man? What are you? Read that again.
The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know. My people doeth not consider.
Says, my people do not consider. My people do not consider. So that should tell you everything you need to know. Because this is God speaking about his people. Which are you? You, black, Hispanic, and Native Americans of the world. You are God's chosen people. Chosen people. What makes you chosen? He sets you apart. That's what makes you chosen. You're peculiar. You're peculiar people. The Most High has favorites. He has favorites. He has a favorite land. He has a Jerusalem. He has a favorite river, the Jordan. A favorite flower, the lily. A favorite bird, the dove. And he also has a favorite people. We're going to actually show you that in the scriptures. Because people think that what we're saying is hate speech. They say we're divisive. And we separate people. When in all actuality, the Most High separates people. He gives everybody their inheritance in their own land, their own culture and nationality. Right?
That's good.
Bring out what you got.
Ye are the children, Deuteronomy 14 verse 1. Ye are the children of the Lord, your God. Ye shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth.
Now, he said, read that again, because I don't think they heard the first time. I don't think they heard the first time. Read that one more time for me.
Deuteronomy 14 verse 2. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth.
God. He said he chose you to be a special people, a peculiar people amongst himself above all nations. Above the Chinaman. Above the African man. Above the Arabian man. Above the East Indian man. Above the Russian man. The Syrian man. Above all people. That sounds like black supremacy to me. As it should be. Because that's how I was always supposed to be. That's how I was always supposed to be. He said he made you a peculiar people. But like I said earlier, we have lost our way. Bring that out again once more in Jeremiah 17 and 4. And then go to Jeremiah 3 and start from 1. We lost our way. We went from being a special people to the Most High to being castaways, servants and handmaids in a strange land.
You said Jeremiah
3
and
4 too? Yeah, you started 17 and 4, then
I got you. I come.
Then you go to 3 and 1.
All right, I'm staying here.
So yeah, we were castaways due to our sin. We were supposed to be a special, peculiar people to the Most High.
Bring out what you got.
Jeremiah 17, verse 4. And thou, even thyself, shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not.
Come. So he discontinued us from our heritage. And he allowed us to go into captivity due to our disobedience, serving pagan gods, idol worshiping, you know, things of that nature. We're going to bring that out in Jeremiah 3, starting from 1.
Jeremiah 3, verse 1. They say, if a man put away his wife and she go from him and become another man's, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted?
Stop right there. What's going on, bro? How you doing? Have you heard what that just said? I'm just reading. No, it's cool, it's cool. Now, did you hear what that just said? You heard what he just read?
Yeah, the Bible, I believe in the Bible,
but
the Bible is just the...
Read what he said again. Read what he said again. I want you to listen. This is what I'm saying. Read what he said again.
They say, if a man put away his wife, and he shall go, and she shall go from him and become another man's, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted?
Okay, now, I'm going to ask you as a man. I don't know if you're married, you're sad, things like that, but if you're in a relationship with a woman and you find out she cheated on you, are you going to take her back 9 times out of 10? 9 times out of 10, you probably wouldn't, right? I'm saying, for the sake of the question.
It's a really good question, brother. It's a really good question. It depends, you know?
Okay, well, what if she did something that was just so, your friend, right? She slept with your friend. You want to take her back? Had a baby with your friend and everything. Okay, come. So this is essentially what the Most High is saying. He's saying, in other words, we have a marriage to God. That's the relationship. You know what I'm saying? So whenever we sin by dealing with false idols, false religions and things like that, it's almost like we're cheating on the Most High. And he takes that very personally, which caused a split and a divorce from us and him, which is why we no longer have that connection, right? Read again from the top.
They say if a man put away his wife and she go from him and become another man's, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted?
Come. Shall not that land be greatly polluted? For all my men out here, whether you're married or not, well, to the faithful brothers, that is. If your wife cheats on you, aren't you going to divorce her? Aren't you going to leave her? So think of it in terms of God. We have been cheating on God with other nations, other doctrines, other ideologies, false idols, religions, so forth and so on. Therefore, discontinuing us from our heritage. Therefore, making us slaves in a strange land. Keep reading what you got.
But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers, yet return again unto me, saith the Lord.
Come. We played the harlot, in other words, the hoe, with many lovers, doctrines, ideologies, religions, paganism. We played the harlot. But the minute we get in trouble and realize that some other gods have no power, who do we run to? Oh, God. Help me, Jesus. Oh, God. You ain't no God all year. Tax time come around, Lord. I need some tax money. You ain't no God when you was doing that crime, committing that robbery, selling that pack. But soon as you in front of that judge, oh, God, help me. Help me, please. But you ain't no God when you was doing what you was doing. Why? Because you was out here being a harlot to sin. You was out here fornicating, being a whore to your sin. A whore to Islam. Being a whore to Catholicism. Being a whore to Buddhism. Being a whore to Egyptology. Mormonism. You out here being wicked. Being a slave to your own sin. Keep going.
Lift up thine eyes unto the high places, and see where thou hast not been lined with, and the ways hast thou set for them, as when the Arabian in the wilderness, and thou hast polluted the land with the whoredoms and with thy wickedness.
Just like the Arabians, You have polluted our land with whoredoms and wickedness. You see what they practice? You see what they practice? What's righteous about flying a plane into a building? Nothing righteous about that. You going on a jihad, think you're going to get 100 virgins. What's righteous about that? Nothing. What's righteous about 100 men mobbing on one woman? Huh? Nothing righteous about that. Huh? What's righteous about eating unclean foods? What's righteous about walking around a rock 7 times, back and forth, in Mecca? What is righteous about that? How is that helping your salvation? Huh? It's not. It's not helping your salvation. Go to Exodus chapter 20. Start from 1. We gotta get back to the basics. We gotta get back to the law, statutes, commandments. Because that's the only way as a people we're gonna get out of this captivity. That's the only way as a people our men can be leaders and our women can be protected. And our children can grow and prosper. Until then, we're gonna get the same results we've been getting. Ain't no amount of protesting and marching gonna do it. Ain't no more Black Panthers, ain't no more political leaders like that. And the ones that was about it, they got killed by their own people. Why? Because the Black man don't know himself. And because we don't know ourselves, we don't have that type of love for each other to where money can divide us. Money can divide us easily. We are divided by things of no substance. Bring out what you got.
Exodus 20 verse 1. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
Uh-huh.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Huh. He says, I am the Lord thy God, who have brought you out of the house of bondage. Out of the land of Egypt. You are to have no other gods before me. Buddha man, Allah, whoever y'all pray to in them Catholic churches.
Christian.
Caesar Borgia, white Jesus. Get him out of here. He's done up. They ain't done nothing for you and never will. Read that again.
I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
God. It says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. But here it is, money is your God. How many people are working on this Sabbath day? By choice. By choice. Because it's a different if you have no option in the matter, but by choice. How many of you guys are shopping right now? Going to the gym? Huh? Having sex, doing your own pleasures on this day. When the Most High speaks against that. Because today is His day. Not Sunday, but today. The Sabbath starts from Friday night sundown and it ends Saturday night sundown. Give me that in Isaiah 58 and 13.
Right here.
Come on, bring it up.
Right here. 6 days, Deuteronomy 20 verse 9. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that's within thy gates. God. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Come. As I just said, it is written, we are not to work on this day. That includes our servants, our cattle, anybody. It's a day of rest and worship for the Lord. But here it is, the fake Jews got you working on this day. But they ain't doing it. Huh? There it is. The Muslims say they practice the Sabbath, but they the main ones selling on today. Huh? Everybody's doing what they want to do on this day. But everybody knows about the Sabbath. It's in every religious book, the Sabbath. Sabado for my Spanish-speaking people. It's in every religious text, the Sabbath. But why doesn't any of us follow it? Oh, we can worship any day. Sure you can, but this is a special day unto the Lord thy God. He hallowed it, meaning he made it sacred. And that's the problem. Nothing is sacred anymore. Nothing is sacred. The women aren't sacred. Nothing is sacred with them. They want to walk out here with everything exposed. From your areolas down to whatever.
So do the men.
Just like the men. Hell, the men is even worse these days. The men getting their nails done. They out here with man purses. Man, they out here with female purses. Spandex on. UGG boots. Some of y'all niggas probably wearing thongs for real.
Easy.
Excuse my language, I apologize. But it's that deep. It's that serious out here. You got gang-banging cross-dressers rapping to your children. Selling them a lifestyle of destruction. A lifestyle of sodomy. I ain't gonna call nobody out, young thug. I ain't gonna call nobody out. But these is who your young men are looking up to. Gang-banging cross-dressers. But y'all come out here every day and just go about life like ain't nothing wrong. There's something wrong when the men in your community are dressing like the women and the women are dressing like the men. There's something wrong when the elderly can't walk down the street because they're scared of the youth. There is something wrong when you come outside and it's trash all over the place. It's always dirty, but then the minute you go to another town, it's totally different. It's clean, it's whatever. This is wrong. There's something wrong when you make up 13% of the domestic population in a place, but you make up over 70 to 80% of the jail population in that place. There is something terribly wrong. There's something very wrong. I mean, we're just here to point out the obvious. You know? What's wrong is this. We have lost who we are. We no longer know our way. We don't know these commandments. And that's where it starts. Keep reading what you got.
Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Stop right there.
Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. But what do you see? The Bloods and the Crips and the GDs and things like that originally started as political movements to further the black agenda. To give us a voice that didn't have one. But what do we see today? Genocide. Drill music, aka kill music, has gotten our brothers and our sisters committing mass genocide. They are incentivized to make this music glorifying the killing of each other. Glorifying the whoredom of their sisters. Glorifying rape, murder, all these different things. This is in our music. We're getting paid handsomely to do this. You don't hear this in rock, which is crazy because we actually created that. You don't hear this in country, another genre we created. You don't hear this in pop music. But they still live and make money peacefully. But in hip hop, you hear drill music, death music. Smoke this, you will op that. Everybody a pack. Everybody a pack, huh? Your brother a pack. But he ain't your brother, he a pack. But you ain't gonna turn no white man into a pack. The same one that been whooping your behind for centuries. You ain't gonna turn him into no pack. You ain't gonna turn the Arabian into a pack. You ain't gonna turn the African into a pack when they all sold you into slavery. Why are you turning them to a pack? But you wanna turn your brother, your sister to a pack. You wanna spin a block on your brother and your sister.
Your brother and your sister are op, huh? Nah, you know who the biggest op is? The biggest op is yourself. You the biggest op. You know how? Because you are discontinued from your nationality. Therefore, you hate yourself. Because you don't know who you are. You don't know that you are Israelite from the tribe of Judah, Levi, Benjamin, Simeon, Ephraim, Naphtali, Zebulun, Reuben, Gad. You don't know where you from. You think you African. You think you Arabian. You ain't speaking Arabic. Inshallah, Allah, and all that. You think you a Buddha man. You think you the Buddha man. Walk around with true lenses on. With a fat, bald head Chinese dude in your shirt. Huh? You think you a Catholic. The same people that touch little boys and girls. You think you one of them, huh? You a black Mormon. Oh, yeah? That's what you think? Come on, man. Come on, man. Oh, you a blood in the crypt all the way in New Jersey? Ain't none of y'all from Watts, Crenshaw, the Pyrus. But you, you're from 60s. Oh, you from 18th Ave. Talk about some Pyru. Ain't never been to the West Coast. Ain't never been to Connecticut. Probably ain't been to Philly.
Right.
But you Pyru. You from Watts. You from 103rd. Come on, man. What we talking about out here, man? What are we talking about? Keep going, Op.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Huh. Thou shalt not covet anything that is thy neighbor's. In other words, you're not supposed to hate or show envy toward your brother because of his success. You're supposed to congratulate that man and work hard to get what he got. You're not supposed to, I don't like how that nigga eating too good. Man, I'm about to drop a dime on him. Come on, on some belly type stuff. That's what we do out here. What's the term now? Backdoor? That's what we doing to each other. We backdooring each other. You know? I'll be your friend in your face, but I'm plotting to stab. You know? There's a story about a guy, a rap guy named BTB Savage. I don't know how many of y'all heard of him. I just heard this story recently. Now, allegedly, the story is he called another rapper to his house to do a feature. Things went wrong. They tried to set him up. So the dude, BTB, ends up killing the guy. Shortly after BTB got killed. Moral of the story, two people lost their lives due to what? Jealousy and envy over a man coveting what another man has. Instead of saying, you're already doing business with him. Why you gotta try to rob him in his house? Huh? Why should a man have to die by defending what's his? Why? Why I can't walk down the street with my lady in peace without 20 dudes, and all that? Because we don't have no respect for each other. Why, if I bump into a brother in a crowded space, why we can't just say, excuse me, brother, I apologize, without it being, man, watch out, bro. You just stepped on my $200 sneakers or my $500 sneakers, bro. Like, watch out. Like, why it can't be that? Why it gotta be that? It can't be, oh, my bad, I apologize. No, it's always a back and forth thing between each other. Why? Because we don't know who we are, according to the scriptures. We lost our heritage. Right? Go on.
Nor his manservant, nor his maiden, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
God, we're not supposed to covet anything that is our neighbor's. That goes for if he got a business. You ain't supposed to be out there hating like, man, who you think he is because he got this business going on, man? Or you hating because a brother got a new house or a new car. Like, come on, man. We supposed to build each other up in the spirit of Christ. We're supposed to uplift each other. You know what, brother? I see you got X, Y, and Z. I'm trying to get here. How do I do it? What did you do? Maybe I can learn from you. Hey, sister, I see you got this going on. You know what? I'm inspired. How do I get to where you are? How do I get to that level? That's what we should be doing instead of, yo, man. I'm out. Yo, I see him making money. He worked hard for that, but I ain't got nothing going on. I ain't got no most. So you know what? I want that. I'm coming to get that. It shouldn't be like that. But that's just how it is, because we don't know these laws, statutes, commandments. We don't understand that. Simple things like the Sabbath, like the brother brought out in Exodus. Simple things like honoring your mother and our father. We wonder why these kids are out here dying so crazy. So crazy, because a lot of them don't have no respect for their parents. A lot of them don't respect their mothers and their fathers. A lot of them got good fathers and good mothers at home that work hard as hell to put them through school, to get them out the hood. They want to go back to that. Dude be from Maplewood. Dude be from Maplewood in the projects in North somewhere. Gangbanger. How that happened? You from Maplewood. You from Livingston. You from East Hanover. How you get all the way over to Irvington? No. EO. Jersey City. Patterson. Huh? How you do that? Trying to be down. Want to be with the in crowd. When in reality, those dudes don't want to be themselves. They want to be where you at.
Got a scripture.
Bring out what you got.
Matthew 24, verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
Come. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. In other words, because of the amount of sin that's been built up in this place, we are cold-hearted. We don't have that affection. We lack natural affection. We lack natural affection. Our children lack natural affection. Matter of fact, what's that scripture that says that? Women will raise monsters who lack natural affection, I believe. That's how that go? We lack natural affection for one another. This is why it's so easy for us to kill and steal from each other. This is why it's so easy for us to discard each other like we're nothing. Here it is, just being out here preaching the word of God out of the Bible as it is written, we get backlashes for doing that. But you'll let every other nation of people walk through here, tell you your skin tone is a curse, tell you you're not the chosen seed, tell you any and everything they want, and you're just gonna go with it. These other nations come in here, right? They set up shop in your neighborhoods. They sell you reduced products. They give you poor customer service, right? Right? But then, God forbid you go into one of their towns. As soon as you walk in, the bell say, nigga! As soon as you walk in, they already looking at you crazy. Our sisters go to the hair and nail salon, getting attacked by these people. The same people that's patronizing your business, that's making your business big. But yet, they don't hire none of us. They don't employ none of us. But they set up shop where we at. Bring out what you got.
2 Timothy 3 verse 1. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
God, stop right there. It says in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men will be lovers of themselves. We are indeed in the last days.
Always bragging about what they got.
You know what I mean? Cats always talk about what they got. I got a bag today. Everybody's talking about a bag. I'm about to blow a bag on this, blow a bag on that. But yet, it's still, we ain't got no banking system as a people. We don't got our own transportation system. We don't got our own schools set up. We have nothing as a nation. But we're so happy with our singular progress. The few of us that got some money think we somebody. Nah, you just a nigga. You's a high paid nigga. You will always be a nigga in this society. Don't you ever in your life think the amount of bleach in your skin, wearing blonde hair, blue eyes. Don't think if you touch a couple millions or billions, you will be on their eye level. You will always be a nigga to them. But to the Most High, you are a chosen generation, a peculiar people.
a special people. Right? Read what you got from the top of the game. Go, keep going.
2 Timothy 3 verse 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy.
Come. Blasphemers, disobedient to parents.
Boasters.
Boasters.
Covetous.
Covetousness. In other words, jealousy, envy. Like I said before, being disobedient to their parents, boasting, being braggadocious. Oh, I got money and you don't. I can take your girl. I got a bigger car. I got a better house. I got on designer. What you wearing? Huh? Lovers of themselves. Huh? So full of themselves. That's what the Bible says about these men. They brag about everything that don't even matter. Here it is. You make $25 million. The community you come from looks the same. Your mama house looks the same. Why you ain't get your mama out the hood yet? You wanna rap about how much money you make, but you can't buy O-Block. All niggas ain't buy O-Block yet. Make all this money, but you can't buy O-Block back. Can't buy your hood back. Everybody else is buying your hood. What happened to buy back the block? What happened to that? Huh? All these drug dealers out here that's getting the bag. Huh? All these dudes out getting the bag. I don't see the bag going to the hood, to the community. Huh? We gotta wait for Shaq and them. We wait for them to come back. We wait for them. Nah, that ain't how it's supposed to be. As a community, we're supposed to build up ourselves. And it starts with the men. It starts with the men. But if the men are lovers of themselves, how can we do that? Being proud and boastful over material things that fade away. Keep going.
Blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy.
Blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. Like I said earlier, you got so many kids that grow up with the nuclear family. The mother and the dad in the household. A lot of us, we might have grown up poor, but we didn't grow up without. We had just enough, but that wasn't enough for us. We can't take the Felines or the Reeboks, we gotta get the Jordans. I need the brand new Jordans. You can't rock just regular Timberlands now, you need Balenciaga boots. You need the big red Kanye boots now.
Right.
You want the big red rain boots in the middle of the summer now.
Wearing shorts.
Right. With a hood. I mean, what we doing here?
What is this? You can't make this up.
You cannot make it up, man. Why? Because we're just a lost generation, man. We just a lost generation. Give me Isaiah 30 and 9. We just a lost generation, man.
Man, leave the rest of that on the table. I'm gonna come back to that.
Come on, we definitely gonna bring it. But I just wanna go to this real quick. We're gonna go right back to that. Okay. We just a wicked, rebellious people, according to the Most High. According to the Most High, we are slaves to our sin.
Got it.
Bring out what you got.
Isaiah 30 verse 9. That this is a rebellious people, lying children.
God says that this is a rebellious people, a lying children. How are we rebellious? Well, since the beginning of the time, we disobeyed God's laws. Dating all the way back to the garden. Right? God gave Adam and Eve instructions, basic instructions. You can eat from anywhere in the garden. Just don't mess with this right here. Simple. What does the woman do? The complete opposite. Go against what her husband told her to do, what God told her to do. Listen to an outside source, an outside entity, another authoritative figure. And then she beguiles her husband or convinces her husband to indulge in the wickedness. What does Adam do instead of being a righteous, thorough man? He submits his will to his woman, thus causing him to sin instead of setting her straight and establishing the order that the Most High established, which caused the whole chain reaction of events leading all the way to what we have now, which is why ain't no peace amongst the black man and the black woman today. It goes all the way back to that. It started all the way from there and it trickled down. So everything we go through is disobedience. That's why I said we are rebellious children. Each captivity, the Most High gave us a prophet. He gave us somebody to bring us back to the way. Each generation. Matter of fact, give me that in Hebrews. Give me that in Hebrews 10 and 26. Each generation, he brought us somebody. We all know who Moses is. He used Moses to give us the Ten Commandments, the basic instructions. It's really over 600, but if you're following those basic 10, you're doing all of them. And if you can really break it down to the first two, you're doing the whole 10.
That's for some willful.
Huh?
That's for some willful.
That's it. That's, no. Nah, Hebrews 26 and 10 and 26.
That's if it's in willful.
Okay, come on, bring that up.
What did you look for?
Did Moses give you not the law? Matter of fact, that's
John, right?
That's John.
Salaki. I think that's John 14 and 2. What's going on, sis? How you doing?
I'm doing well.
All right.
All right. So I wanted to ask about the Jesus, right?
Okay.
My question is, what color is Jesus?
Okay, I'm glad you asked. You know, who is God? We're going to show it to you in the Old and the New Testament, okay? Now, according to what we've all grown up to know, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I got to ask you something, first and foremost. What's your denomination, if you have one? Do you practice?
Non-denomination.
Okay. So, do you know your nationality? Well, okay,
I'm Jamaican.
Okay, so you would be Benjamin. Your dad's Jamaican, right?
Mm-hmm.
So based off who your father is, because in the Bible...
Yeah, he's the bloodline.
Right. So you would be from the tribe of Benjamin, right?
Yeah.
So this is the image that they gave us, right?
Right.
And according to Maccabees chapter 3 and 48, it says, and laid open the book of the law wherein the heathen had sought to paint the likeness of their images. The heathen meaning the other nations outside of Israel.
Right.
This is the image that they gave us. A man with pale skin, blue eyes, and brown hair. But this is what the Bible says he looks like from the Old to the New Testament.
Right.
Bring up what you got in Daniel chapter 10, verse 5. You want to go to Revelation first?
Gotcha.
Okay, start with Revelation first.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Revelations 1 verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him.
God. So here's the revelation of Jesus Christ. In the book of, this is the last book of the Bible in the New Testament, right?
It's revealed.
This is John the Revelator, right? He's going to give you a full detailed description of him, right? Go ahead.
Verse 13, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, with a garment, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the path with a golden girdle.
Come. So in the midst of the seven candlesticks, you saw a man clothed with a garment and a golden girdle.
Right.
Similar to what we have on. This is why we dress like this, because this is how the prophets dressed. This is how Christ dressed. Keep going.
His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow.
It says his hair was white like wool. His hair was like wool
and it was white like snow. Sorry, read that again.
His head and his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow.
Cause hair and his hairs were white like wool, white as snow. Now, when you look at this image right here, it's two things you can point out already. The hair, right? Is it woolly? Is it white? Nah. This would be more so woolly hair. This right here, it's more woolly, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Keep going.
And his eyes were as a flame of fire.
Sorry, now his eyes were as a flame of fire. But you see here, blue eyes. Mm-hmm. Now what it means by flame of fire, in other words, you gotta understand, Christ, he taught day in, day out. You know, he also liked to drink wine from time to time. So if you combine sleeplessness, stress, you know, those type of factors, that could cause the whites of your eyes to be a little red, things like that. So that's what it means by
the flame of fire,
right. But here it is, we have a totally different description from what we're reading, right?
So I got,
keep going.
And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace.
It says now his feet were fine brass as if they burned in a furnace. So when you think of brass, what color is brass?
Like a bronze.
It's a brown color.
Yeah.
Right, like a penny, right?
Right?
So imagine putting a penny in an oven at 400 degrees.
Yeah.
Right, so that's a, right, so we don't need some more. So, okay, so we're gonna show you this also in the Old Testament, right?
Okay.
Because what happens in the new was once spoken in the old. And that's why when you read the Bible, it says precept upon precept upon precept, line upon line upon line, here a little, there a little.
Right.
Because the prophets of old, well, let me say this, the prophets of new were pretty much reiterating what the prophets of old were saying.
Right.
It's Christ.
Came to fulfill the law, not to
fulfill. Exactly. Right. He taught the law of the prophets.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
Dang, Cinephile. I just want to show her in the old too.
Daniels 10 verse 5. Then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with the fine gold of Uphaz.
Gosh, so once again, his loins were girded, right? He had the long, he had the garment on, like something similar to what we have on. And he had on a golden girdle. See, in those times, this would have been real gold right there. You know? Keep going.
His body also was like the beryl, uh-huh, and his face as the appearance of lightning.
Huh. Now, the difference between the two is the same exact description. It's just minor details. This one may be a little more detailed. Because now it says his body was like the beryl, meaning beryl is a derivative of green.
Okay.
So he had a green garment, and it said his face was shine. Say it again.
And his face was like lightning.
And his face was like lightning. In other words, he had a glow about him.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because the Bible tells you that wisdom causes a man to shine.
Right.
So think of it like this. You ever seen a pregnant woman and she's beautiful, she's glowing? It's kind of like that. That type of effect, right? Almost like a halo effect. You could say he had, right? Keep going.
And his arms and his feet, slot, I'm sorry. And his eyes are as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass.
Let's stop right there. Now, this time it says his arms and his feet. See, in Revelation it just said his feet, but this one, like I said, is a little more detailed. So it's arms and his feet. So once again, if you look at my arms, it pretty much matches my feet, this matches my face. So Christ would be more so closer to my color, our color. We come in different shades of brown, from the lightest to the darkest.
Right.
And Christ was a man of color, a dark-skinned man at that.
Okay,
dark-skinned man with white woolly hair. So, you know, the importance of knowing that, sis, is knowing that you yourself you come from that same bloodline, right? And because you come from that bloodline, there's a standard that you have to live by. You know what I mean? You have to live by these laws, statutes, and commandments. You know what I mean?
Right.
You have to understand
so
that.
The reason why I asked the question is because I wanted to shed a little light, a little knowledge with you guys.
Okay,
what light, hold on. What light do you want to shed?
I just want to also, because you know, wisdom comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and he gives it to men. You right, know that, right? Right? Holy men, not just any men.
Right. Chosen ones.
Who are his chosen ones?
Who are his chosen ones? Those who follow his laws.
No. Well, who follows his laws? Everybody in the world doesn't follow his laws.
That's what I said. They don't follow his laws.
Right, but no.
Who did he give his laws to is the question.
Okay.
Because let's deal with everything. Right. The 12 tribes. But even amongst the 12 tribes, you know, everybody's not following his laws, right?
Right. I know that.
Right. And the reason
even
why I'm saying that is because.
Even we know the laws, sometimes we mess up because we
But guess what we do?
Uh-huh.
That makes us different.
Right.
I repent every morning when I get up. I repent every time I make a mistake. That's the difference. Because right. I put 100% effort into living a righteous lifestyle.
Right. So you guys are the what, Israelites? What is it?
We're Hebrew Israelites.
Hebrew, okay.
Hebrew being our nationality. Israel because we come from the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Right. So when God says that he's a spirit, right?
What?
And they that worship him was worshiping in spirit and in truth.
What?
In spirit. Meaning that the spirit is something that we don't see. However, the spirit is more important than the flesh.
Well, you know God has a body too, right?
Well, it says, I'm just going by the word. It says,
right, I'm going by the word too.
Right.
You do know God has a body too, right?
What the word, can you refer to?
Daniel 7 verse 9. God does have a body.
Okay.
Daniel 7 verse 9, is it?
Yeah. Because you have to understand, we worship him in spirit and in truth because we can't see him. That doesn't mean he doesn't have a body. We can't see angels, right? But the scripture says they're always around us. But they're in that next dimension that's
right.
there that we can't see.
Right.
So when it says God is a spirit and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth, the truth is that God has a body.
Okay, so
let's deal with it. Because we're going to deal with the scriptures as they are written. Daniel 7 verse 9.
The book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 9. I beheld till the thrones were cast down.
So it says, Daniel says he beheld till the thrones were cast down. Because now he's seeing a vision, right? Read on.
And the Ancient of Days did sit.
It says who?
The Ancient of Days did sit.
Who's the Ancient of Days? And why is he the Ancient of Days?
Because he created days.
Because he was around before days
right.
began.
Right.
So in order for you to sit and Daniel to see this vision, he has to have a body.
Well,
he has to have a body.
Well,
it doesn't stop there.
Okay.
It's like the Bible speak. Read on.
Whose garment?
Whose what?
Whose garment?
Whose what?
Whose garment?
So this body wore a garment.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Read on.
Was white as snow.
It was white as snow. Mm-hmm. So the garment he wore was pure white as snow.
Right.
Right? Read on.
And the hair of his head.
And the what?
The
so
hair.
So God has hair. Read on.
The hair of his head.
The hair of his head. Read on.
Like the pure wool.
The same as Christ. Because when Christ said, you see me, you see the Father. Christ looks like the Father, but he came in the name of the Father. And he did what? He followed the Father. Now, the reason why we have to worship the Most High in spirit and in truth, because Christ represented the Most High. He showed us the way. Christ isn't here in these last days. The same way how we have to worship the Most High in spirit and in truth, because we don't see him, but we have to believe him, is
right.
simple.
Right.
Because you have to have faith to believe that he does exist.
Right.
He is sitting on his throne
right.
in the kingdom, because he's sitting on his throne, ready to judge this earth, in particular America, which is spiritually called Babylon,
mm-hmm.
which is spiritually called Egypt. Right, which is spiritually called Sodom and Gomorrah. And why is that? Because they take on the characteristics
of Egypt,
Babylon,
right.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
Look at what's going on today.
Right. So can I say something now? So what happened in Because I'm a scholar of the word as well.
Because you're what?
I'm a scholar of the word as well.
You're a scholar of the word.
Right.
That's what you're saying. I don't believe it, but it's okay.
It's okay.
Believe, but go ahead.
You know, we all have our opinion. However, when God says for us to worship Him in spirit and in truth, it's because we are all spirits.
No, we're not. We're in the flesh.
We are possessed with a flesh.
1 Corinthians.
Wait,
let's deal with the Bible.
Wait.
Let's deal with what the Bible says.
I want to finish explaining myself.
Finish what you're explaining, but we're going to deal with the Bible.
Right. We came on this earth to make a decision to choose Christ or the Antichrist. Right? And when we go back, flesh cannot praise God according to the word. Flesh cannot praise God, but we have to praise Him in spirit, worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, when we leave this earth, this flesh goes back to dust as the physical form goes back to dust. The spiritual forms go back to God.
And they get what?
And they get, what you mean?
What do they get?
A reward for their work.
They get judged for their work.
Yeah, a reward for their
work. No, they get judged.
They get judged and they reward, yes. Based on their work, they will be the wages of sin. So based on their work, they will get their wages.
We don't.
Now,
go ahead.
Now,
you want me to go?
No.
Now, what I'm saying is this. If this flesh stays on this earth and go back to dust according to what God says, right? And this spirit goes back to God. And the Bible says breath, which is the ruach, right? Which is a spirit.
Ruach, spirit.
Right?
That spirit comes from the Most High, though.
Right. That's why you breathe into man, the spirit. The Bible says, breath plus man give you a living soul. It's like you say, 1 + 1 = 2. So these two are connected to give you a living soul. The Bible also says to be absent from the body, which is the physical body, is to be present with the Lord. Right? So when one dies immediately, like you said, they go back to God and they are judged. Right? And then they'll go to paradise.
When Paul said he was absent in the body, that just meant he wasn't there at the time. But he wasn't there in the flesh, but he was there in the spirit. That's why he was writing letters. That's what it meant to be absent in the flesh, but present in the spirit. Because why? Hold on. Because you said something. You said a lot of things that the Bible totally goes against. Now, when he said, although I'm absent in the flesh, but present in the spirit, he wrote them a letter. That's how he was absent in the flesh. He was on house arrest for 3 years. Right. So that's when most of his letters were written. Most of Paul's letters were wrote, right? When he was what? Either on the road, but a majority of the letters were wrote when he was in prison.
Right.
And he would have a messenger. So he said, listen, although I'm absent in the flesh, I'm present in the spirit. Why? Because the words he was writing to the people to keep those churches in order was the words of Christ. That's why. So now, hold on and check this out, right? The Most High created celestial beings as well as terrestrial. We are terrestrial. We are terrestrial. Now, you can choose to live after the flesh or live after the spirit of Christ. But at the end of the day, we're terrestrial. The spirits that he created as man to be on this earth will always be man and be on this earth, no matter what. So we will always be considered terrestrial. But as terrestrial beings, we can make the choice to choose Christ and choose the law. We can choose the law and live. Because we're not spiritual. We become spiritual when we follow God. Okay. But still, as far as our whole being, we're in the flesh.
Well, I could refer to you to the book of Ecclesiastes 9.
I'm going right now here. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Mm-hmm. Start at verse 38. Read on.
Verse 38. But God gives.
Call it and read.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 38. But God giveth it a body. Is that the one?
Read on.
But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him. And to every seed his own body.
So every piece of creation has its own body. There is no pause. You don't control the zone over here. That's the thing. Hold on for a minute. You don't control the zone over here. You can't because you're a woman and you're out of order right now.
Right.
You see? Because don't let me start with the women's scriptures now. Because you said you were a scholar, but don't let me start with the women's scriptures now.
I just want to ask you a question.
Hold on for a minute. I'm answering the first question. right?
No, but you just read a scripture that I
want. Hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute. Let me answer the first question. Then I can come back and answer that question.
Okay.
Read on.
All flesh is not the same flesh.
All flesh is not the same flesh. Read on.
But there is one kind of flesh of men.
Right. So one kind of flesh of men. All men have flesh. Right. Read on.
Another flesh of beasts.
Another flesh of what? Beasts. Right. So when they try to take a cow's heart and put it in a human, it don't work. Why? Because it's for an animal and a beast in particular. Read on.
Another of fishes and another of birds.
But read on, keep going.
There are also celestial bodies.
There are also what?
Celestial bodies.
Angelic bodies, right? So when Christ came on this earth, he came in the flesh. When he's coming back in his second coming, he's coming in with his celestial body. He's coming in his glory.
Right.
Right? Read on.
But the glory of the celestial is one.
The glory of the celestial is one. What's the glory of the celestial? The angelic body. Right? Read on.
And the glory of the terrestrial is another.
And the glory of the terrestrial is another. So now, who owns the terrestrial bodies? Man does.
What?
Man owns terrestrial bodies. The it is the spirit that the Most High puts in man.
Right, but it's a spirit.
Right, but what spirit is it? Because all nations have a spirit, but guess what? All nations aren't the Lord's chosen people.
Because some are the seed of Cain. You know that.
No. It's not even about the seed of Cain, right? The seed of Cain and his people, right? They've been long gone after the flood, right? They've been long gone. Cain's descendants, who were the children of the wicked back then, they're long gone. Way gone. No. Hold on for a minute. Yes, they're gone. Cain and his descendants, back then, you had three classes of people. We can go back there. You had the children of God, who was who? Seth, because remember, Abel got killed by Cain. They were the children of the power, right? Then you had the children, right, of men, who were all the other nations back there. And then you had what? The children of the wicked, which were Cain's descendants. When did they all die? When did all the descendants? So yeah, they're gone. Now, anybody in this earth, right, that takes on that evil spirit like Cain took on? Now, after the flood, who took that evil spirit on? Nimrod took that evil spirit on. He had the spirit of Cain, right? He had that wicked spirit on, right? Like everything we celebrate in America today, Christmas, goes back to who? Nimrod. Easter, just last Sunday, goes back to his son, Tammuz.
Ishtar, right.
Because the whole thing with Lent to Easter is the 40 days of the weeping of Tammuz.
Right.
Right? And then what happened? His mother automatically, she did what? She had a rebirth and had Tammuz was reincarnated or rebirth or reborn again, which was a lie.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So now, understand something. When we're talking about terrestrial, man is terrestrial. Now, Christ told us in Deuteronomy, he gives you a blessing and a curse. Life and death. Choose life. But who did he tell that to? One nation. He didn't tell it to the whole earth. He told it to one nation. That's who? These people on this side.
Yeah, the 12 tribes.
The people on this side. Everybody else who's not included on this side, right? They got their own gods. They got their own land. They got their own language. They have everything as far as what they have.
Okay,
but you know what they don't have? The true living power.
Right.
Psalms 96.
Well, before you go to Psalm 96, before we get carried away, I have questions.
Okay. Your questions.
Okay. Yes, sir. And I'm humbling myself because I know a woman is not supposed to be teaching the word.
So when you say you're scholarly, coming up on some rough and tough.
I have to study the word of God. Because
it's good you study the word of God.
I have to.
But just know, in studying the word of God, you have to live it.
That's right.
You got to live it. You got to perform.
Listen, it's my mark to eternal life. So
right.
I can't ignore it.
So now, hold on a minute. It's your map to eternal life, right?
Right.
And I'm not going to put you on the spot, but you know you're not supposed to be dressed like that, right?
Well,
you know you're not supposed to be dressed like that. Very inappropriate for a woman of God with the knowledge like you have to be dressed like that. Because
right.
I can see everything, and I shouldn't be able to see everything. You married?
I'm not married, but I stress that I lost some weight.
But that's good.
That's good. But what I'm saying is this. You know, as a woman who says she's a scholar, is not supposed to be dressed like that. Now, I could have put it all on the mic and said, yo, damn, looking like her. But I'm not going to do that because what? We love our people. No, it's not fine. It's not fine. You seem to know the Bible.
Right.
So now what do you got to do? You got to put this through. What? Right. Yeah, don't just, you yeah. can't see.
You
when can't
you,
just
when you point to something, you just got to work on it.
Well, right. Exactly. Huh? Like roaches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like roaches, right? You got it. You got to.
Yes.
If you don't see us, you're going to see our brothers out here. You're going to see somebody out here, though. Yeah. But we're going to be out here, and we're not going to stop. Right. But you understand what I'm saying, sis? Because if you ran into some other brothers, they'd have called you out.
Right.
You look like a whore and all that and all this. But right. see, you got knowledge, but now what you going to do with it?
Right.
Because, look, let me tell you something. How old do you feel, mommy asking?
Almost 50.
Yeah, almost 50. Right. So you my age. Yeah, give him some flyers right there. So, give me some flyers right there. So listen, you my age. How long you been living in America for?
Almost all your life.
Almost all your life. So, you're from Jersey?
Yeah.
So now, back in the 80s, since you're I'm 52. You're my age.
I was born in 75, so right, in the 80s
right.
I was
three different ones. Right. Back in the 90s, right. Woman that was dressed like this, we knew they were famous.
Okay.
Right? We knew they were. And the reason I'm saying is because you should know that. Because you get your bubble. Right. Yo, be safe, brother. Right. Give us a call. You got a phone number up there, email address and everything, all right? All right? Hit us up. So check it out. So if you know you get your ass whipped, why are you doing it now?
I'm grown.
No, but that's not the point. So you're grown.
I couldn't wait to be grown.
But right, guess what? right. But listen, you keep it a buck, but guess what? Some of the values that our parents taught us, right, are the values that we need to keep. Because you could be walking down that alley one night, run into one of these creeps, and then guess what happens? They're looking at you, they say, hey, you're looking good, I wanna take that. Next thing you know, they got all the power. Then what?
Right.
Then all that scholarship means what? Nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
So,
So now, all I'm saying is clean that up.
Right.
Clean
right.
that up.
Right. So clean I lost a lot of weight because I'm
and that's good.
Skinny. And I have no clothes to wear, even though I got a lot of clothes.
Oh,
so I just grab whatever can fit. And I
okay. So now, because in the back of your mind, you grown because you want to do what you want, because your mama you wouldn't let you dress like that. Remember Christ. Who's your spiritual father? The Most High.
Right.
The Most High.
Right.
Right? Who's your spiritual big brother? Christ.
Right.
Remember your sisters, right? Sarah. Remember Sarah. Right? Remember all the righteous women. You understand what I'm saying? Remember all the righteous women
right.
and change that up.
Right, I will.
Because, let me tell you, you standing in front of some other brothers, they're going to tear you up.
Right.
They're going to tear you up.
But I want to get to the word.
So, it's hard to get to the word when you dress like that.
All right, so let me put my bag in.
No. What I'm saying is this. It just looks inappropriate.
I understand.
That's like me with a t-shirt on out here, some little pom-pom shorts. Talk about the word of God. It looks crazy.
Right. And I understand. And I said, I'm going to change it up.
Good.
So moving on from there though.
So let's move on.
All right. So you understand that the stories in the Bible are not just stories. They're actually there to guide us in the spiritual realm.
The scripture says the things that are written aforetime are written for our learning. But right. they're there to guide us on this earth.
Right.
Because you do know heaven's on earth.
Yes. Because God is coming back here, Mount Olivet, you know. But, what I want to say is this. In the book of Ecclesiastes 9.
Okay.
Ecclesiastes, if you say the man, means the man.
Right. The thing?
The earthly man.
Right.
Right? 9, and I'm going to start from verse 4 to verse 6. Right? And verse 4 says, To him that is joined to the living, you and I, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion.
Okay.
So in that scripture, it's showing that they're comparing a dog and a lion. We know the lion is the king of the jungle, and the dog, the biggest dog or the highest level of a dog would be a wolf, right? Now, lion being dead and the dog being alive, the dog is more than a lion because he has hope. He's alive.
Okay.
Right? And verse 5 says, Where's your Bible at?
Where's your Bible at now?
Guess what? My boyfriend stole my phone, and I don't have my phone. My Bible.
That's why you got to keep one of these.
Right?
See, yeah. you can't be a scholar.
I have it at home.
But that's the thing. But see, that's the thing.
And you got,
so you only got one Bible. You only got one Bible.
I have the original and the Hebrews.
So do I.
No, I'm not.
You think we don't speak Lashwan Kudash Anya
Shawamaita? Well, I don't
want to speak it. Oh, okay. Okay, so yeah, you learn something new today, right? You learn something new today, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't call ourselves Hebrew Israelites, like we don't speak Hebrew.
Right. So to him that is joined to the living, there is hope, for a living dog is better than a dead lion, right? And then it says in verse 5 that, can you go to verse 5 for me, please? Ecclesiastic 9.
Whoa. You read that. We ain't reading nothing.
All right, can I borrow your Bible then? Because I don't have a Bible.
See, that's what we're talking about. That's what we talking about. You see? How are you coming up to a war with no gun?
Right.
Oh, you coming to a shootout with no gun? No. We ain't going. See?
No.
Now, you're lucky because we like you, sis. You're nice.
All right.
And you're not being like some of these other women out here that we got to really chop up. So, I'm going to let you use my Bible. But look. Note to yourself, right? Never come to a spiritual fight without your weapons.
That's right.
Because I can right now just chop you to shit. Now, remember, I just spared you from all that. Chop, chop, chop central, right?
Right.
So you can't be in a fight with me and say, can I borrow your sword to kill you with?
That's true.
Right.
That's what you're doing right now.
Right.
That's what you're doing right now.
Right.
You're coming up. Picking a sword fight
with a toothpick. But my crazy boyfriend,
right. You're going to pull your slipper off, start swinging at us. That's not going to help you. But that's why you need to carry a Bible.
Right.
I got about a good 30 Bibles.
Right.
King James alone.
I have like 6 Bibles because I realized that they start changing the translation.
That's why you stay with the King James. See, when you know the Hebrew, you know the way to go to King James Version.
Right. I always go to King James Version.
That's it. Not the New King James. Not the Spaceship King James.
You know,
not the Woman's Liberating King James. The King James Version.
Yeah,
they got all types of King James Version. That's 1611.
Right.
So now, I'm going to do something for you here.
Okay, thank you.
But.
Oh, Lord, I can't see it.
I'm going to have to shut you down. I'm going to have to shut you down.
All right, it's no problem.
When I got to shut you down, I got to shut you down. Right. 1 Timothy 2:9 is right on the clip.
It's right in the chamber.
1 Timothy 2:9 is right in the chamber. I'm about to put it to your head now. See that? It's right in the chamber.
It's not like I don't know the word.
It's that scripture, brother.
Give
me that scripture, brother. No, I'm just joking.
Okay. See, I open myself and say,
Hold on, man.
I'm like, listen. I already know that, so I'm not going to exalt myself.
No, but we're having a conversation, which
right,
is good.
Right, because the Bible says, he that exalted himself shall be what?
Abased.
And
there
he
you
that
go.
Humbles himself shall be exalted.
There you go. So that's good, sister. So you know.
Right.
So you know.
Right.
That means you actually study, which is a rarity sometimes in sisters.
Right.
Because they get emotional. And even though with certain things that you're saying might be wrong, I can still respect what you're trying to bring out, because at least that shows me, well, damn, she reading.
She reads, man.
Well, damn, she reading. So let me find it for you. Let me do like I do my kids. My little son, he's only 2, by the way. So
congratulations.
He's only 2. I got 5 kids, so it's all good.
I'm a teacher, so I'm in the class with first
kids. Good. So now, here it is. You got to go back to it.
Right.
You want my gun, right?
Yes, man.
So you're looking at it.
Right.
I gave it to you.
Right.
Because you want to kill me with my gun.
But no, you have to go show me
right.
how to use
but
it.
But now, you're like, okay, how you got to use your gun? You got to use your gun. You know what I'm saying? All right. I'm going to help you. Now, all I'm asking is this.
Right.
Don't lock and load and bust a shot. All right. And hit some innocent bystander and then run. But your brother's the devil.
And
throw the gun on the side, right?
Right.
Your brother's the devil. Your brother's the devil. Throw the gun on the side. Leave on the street. You're running down the block to the bus stop.
Right.
Don't do that, all right?
Righty.
I'm giving you my gun. I loaded it up for you. I took it off safety. You said Ecclesiastes 9, right?
Yes.
You said 9:4 to be exact.
9:4, right?
Yeah,
I'm going to show it to you.
Alrighty.
It's right.
And then
here.
It's so fine.
You want the mic too? You want the mic too?
No. Okay, so
First Timothy 2:9.
So now.
Hold 1 Timothy 2:9, because she tried to run. I'm going to get it.
For the living know that they shall die.
Right. We all know we should die, right?
Right.
But now let me ask you a question. Do we actually die?
Not in the spirit, in the flesh.
Right. The flesh dies.
Yes.
But we know we got to return. As long as we keep doing what we're doing, we know we're going to receive eternal life.
Right. So it says here in verse 5. For the living know that they shall die.
Right.
But the dead know not anything.
Okay, right.
Neither their love nor their hatred. Let me go back to, let me make sure I'm reading the right thing. Yes, it says know not anything. Neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten.
Right. But hold on. The memory, see, but listen, understand something. But that's looking from what aspect? The aspect of the heavens or the earth?
Of
the earth. Read it again.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
No, read it again. Right. Because guess what?
They don't remember anything on the earth.
Right. But listen. But not only that, but listen. Understand something. Now, I'm going to ask you to read my gun. Read my gun.
Okay.
Read that.
Verse 6 says,
read the gun.
Read verse 5. For the living know that they shall die.
Right. So the living man knows they're going to die, right? So we know we're gonna die, like perfect example. And he knows this, my brother just passed away 2 months ago, right? So he just passed away 2 months ago. So we know people are gonna die. Every day we know people are gonna die, right? Read on.
Mm-hmm. But the dead know not anything.
But the dead knows not anything. He's dead. Do you think he knows anything?
Mm-mm.
I'm gonna tell you the reason why he doesn't know anything. Because he wasn't a follower of God and Christ. I'm not going to say he didn't believe in the Most High in Christ, because I know he did. That's my brother. Of course I know my brother. But did he put his good best foot forward and sacrifice and abstain from the evils of this world?
No.
Absolutely not.
And the Bible said when a good man died without Christ, his goodness perished.
Right, exactly. So there you go. So now, that's the perception of us on earth, right? Like after a while, like listen, let me say this. My sister passed away 16 years ago. Sometimes it's like I get so overwhelmed with other things in life, I forget about it, and I try not to forget about it, but you naturally forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. And eventually, if we're here 10 years from now, if Christ doesn't come back 10 years from now, mm-hmm. I'll forget about my brother sometimes, because
right.
I'm so consumed with righteous works and what I'm trying to do to right. help build and
like
educate
Jesus,
people with Christ.
Like Jesus Christ,
right? Right. Yeah, thank you, brother. We only human. We forget
Jesus
sometimes.
Like Jesus correct your mom. Like, listen, it's the Father
right.
work.
Right.
Father work, and then
so
everything after.
That's what that's talking about.
Okay.
So read on.
So, but the dead know not anything.
Right.
Neither have they any more.
Right. Reward. Right. And they don't have a reward. Like, for example, when you're alive, when we do things like you work, you do this, you do that, you get a wife. These things are blessings and rewards that we get. Right. The physical. Absolutely. Let me just finish answer the question first, brother. Then I'm answer your question. All right. Read on.
For the memory of them
right.
is forgotten.
Right. Listen, the memory is forgotten. You understand? Like, listen, my grandmother passed away 20 years ago. I forgot about grandma. You know what I'm saying? All our memories, 30, 40, 50 years from now, will be forgotten about. Our works will be forgotten
okay.
about.
Right.
Things like, so that's what that's talking about.
Okay, so, and then.
That has nothing to do with the spirit. That's how,
okay.
as
yeah,
men,
because,
we are.
Because Ecclesiastes means the man.
Right.
So it's
because
about
listen,
the man that's.
This is in Solomon's. When Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes, understand something. He's in his older age. Now he's very mature in wisdom. He's nearing the end of his life. So that's why he's like, listen, all this at the end of the day is vanity.
Yeah,
everything we do is vanity.
And
keep the commandments of God. That's the whole duty of man. That's what he said.
And I couldn't understand why.
Well, right, exactly.
Why Solomon, the wisest man, did such foolish things?
Because he wasn't the wisest man.
Exactly, because how
Christ said a wiser than Solomon is here. He was the wisest man at that time.
At that time.
Right, but guess what happened?
Never any more like him.
Well, right, no.
Didn't he say before him there was none?
Right, no. Christ said a wiser than Solomon was here. When he walked this earth,
Jesus Christ.
Christ said that.
Okay.
He said, a wiser than Solomon is here.
Right.
That's what he said.
So
and why did he say that? Because he was wiser than Solomon.
Right.
He was the wisest man that walked the planet.
Okay, so what I'm saying about this here
right.
is that God is showing us that from verse 4 that when we are alive, we have hope. So with that hope, that grace period that he gave us to make us to do the right thing,
right.
We can make changes to make it into everlasting life. And verse 5 is showing us that when a person dies, they no longer work on this earth.
They no longer
have any more work to do to get a reward because
right.
they stop right there.
And that's everyday work. Like for example, my brother don't have to go to work anymore to get a paycheck.
And no, what you're doing right now is the work of God.
Right, no, listen,
But again, when you're reading that, that's talking about just with man in general.
Right.
Everybody, but like remember, I said, everybody doesn't follow God in general.
Right. So what I'm saying to you is that when you do the work of God, the righteous things, right. The law, follow the law,
know who God
follow
is.
The laws of God. You only know right. who God is when you study the word. I don't care what church is.
You're right.
You.
No, well,
if listen, you don't know the word of God, you don't know God.
You have to study the law. The first, laws. The and laws. To keep the faith.
600 and what? 32 laws?
13. 13,
13 right? Okay, so verse 6 says, and he's talking about the person that died that no longer has a reward.
Right.
And their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished.
Why is that? Because now, showing you further proof and more, it's talking about man on this earth.
Right.
Because why? Don't you have hatred towards people sometimes? Mm-hmm. Don't you love people?
Human right? emotion.
Human that. There you go, brother. Right. So that's talking about man on earth.
Yeah, we know this. But what spirit. I'm trying to say, what I'm basically very. Saying is this. For example, in my culture, right? Well, let's go. My culture believes right. that.
And I know a lot about your culture because I'm from Brooklyn.
All right.
Flatbush.
But my culture believe that.
Dollar card. Yeah. Same. That's my people, man. I love
person,
my people.
When a person dies, they wander for 40 days and 40 nights.
Who told you that?
No, I'm just saying, Mike, you know, tradition.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they say.
Tradition, well, God can stay away from that's it, what they but, say. They, yeah. but they follow tradition.
That's what they
right?
say.
So they, so
traditions
they believe,
of men.
Right. So they believe that, okay, go paint your house in a different color. Right. So your loved one don't come right. back
come
in
back,
there,
yeah. And then you disturb your house and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
So you know how I heard call that. I heard a ghost.
Yeah.
Right. A gone host, I call it. Right. Now, we know that there's no ghost. It's just
spirits.
These spirits are demonic or right. they're all right. angels. And
they're spirit, they're demonic, yeah.
And some of them are demonic because they're falling right. angels. And some of them are good because God be careful. Right. You entertain yeah. strangers.
Unaware. Angels unaware.
Right. Yeah, so now what it's telling me here is that when a person dies, right, no longer, okay, they're no longer performing anything
right.
for God to say, okay, this is your reward,
right.
for the Holy Spirit to intercede for them,
right.
for Christ to intercede for them,
right.
because their work now is abruptly done.
Right.
Right. Now, the book, the story about, excuse me, here
oh,
you go.
Your gun?
The story, yes. Thank it's you. The story about the rich man
right.
and Lazarus.
Right, exactly.
Gave us a good insight in that. In that the rich man that was there and Lazarus sitting outside begging bread.
Right.
The rich man was caught up in his ill-gotten gain riches, right?
Right.
And just like the people, the world today, caught up in everything else but God, right?
Of course they are.
Become lovers of men.
That's the lovers, of lovers God, of themselves.
Right.
First Timothy.
So,
read Matthew. A whole Matthew. Though.
Right. So, what happened is that I say this. If that rich man would have even stepped out one day to feed Lazarus one time,
right,
he would have got the living bread. Because right. and, maybe and Lazarus, would have, Lazarus would have said something in his spirit. You know how you,
right.
you know you sow a seed?
Right.
Because sowing a seed is really sowing the word.
But you know why that is?
Uh-huh.
That is because Christ said, when I was hungry, you fed me.
Mm-hmm.
When I was naked, you clothed me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
When I was something else he said. And he said, well, we didn't do that to you, Lord. He said, look, if you did it to one of my servants, you did it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So had that rich man did it to one of the servants,
mm-hmm.
which was Lazarus, who followed Christ,
mm-hmm.
he would have been blessed.
He would have been blessed because
that's why it's hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
And it's not because of his riches.
Right. It's because
he's caught up in these things. And
the riches.
God.
Right.
It becomes his God.
Right. No, right.
Whatever you put in
right.
front of God.
Proverbs the 30th God. Chapter.
Right.
He said, don't make me too rich or right. too poor. Because
yes.
if your man is too rich, he's going to hate the Most High. If he's too poor, he's going to curse the Most High.
Right.
That's what we ask for. Convenience.
Right. And
people that are dirt poor, they curse the Most High. Why am I like this?
Listen,
why did God make me like
well,
this?
Listen,
why am I in this situation?
I know actually some people that are poor are more happy than the people that are rich.
Oh, look, we're poor.
Listen.
As a nation, we're poor.
Right.
You know why? I'm going to tell you why we're poor.
We're
poor because we broke the laws of God.
God. He said,
now their levels are poor.
Yeah.
But their levels are poor. You got rich poor and you got dirt poor.
Absolutely.
Like, and that's what
rich
I mean.
And wealthy.
Right. You got like this, right? I'm gonna put it in bread terminology. You gotta go?
Yes.
Remember what I told you, sis.
Alright.
Thank you for getting my gun back, all right? And listen, remember what I told you though, right? Put some clothes on.
I got it.
Got you anyway. Put
got
some
it.
Clothes on.
Okay. I got anyway. You anyway.
But no, what
So listen, let's go, bro.
What I wanted to say is like when you say, do you believe heaven and hell is their mind? Because you're talking about when you're dead, you know, I think your mind still goes on. For a perfect example, just hear me out.
I don't listen to you.
Okay. when you have a dream, how do you know it's a dream?
Right.
Now I'm asking a question. How do you know that it's a dream? When you're inside, when you're in a dream, how do you know it's a dream?
Right. You know it's a dream because you wake up.
Boom. Now. Right. But if you didn't wake up, would you still know it's a dream?
You're dead.
Boom. We're getting further and further. So what I'm saying is that whatever state of mind you're in at your death, you're not gonna have a chance to come back and redo it. You understand? So whatever state of mind you in them second, you're gonna carry out to the next round, right or wrong.
I don't know. You know why? You know why I can't
but
answer
does that make
question?
Sense?
No, but you know why I can't answer that question?
Because you've never been there.
So right.
Absolutely.
That's above my spiritual pay grade, brother. I can't answer that question. So, you know,
and anyway, because, no, no. Question for,
no, no. I see what you're saying, though. I'm starting to rant.
Yeah.
Damn. Time might be up.
Yo,
most time, please hold the rant. Hold on for a minute.
Okay.
We got some time left. We got a little time left. We're going to rock this and start pouring down out here. Because I can smell it and I can see it.
Yes.
But now, check this out. Let's deal with the days of heaven first. Is heaven on earth? Or is it a state of mind, like you asked?
Right.
Deuteronomy 11:21. I'm sorry, Exodus 11:21. Exodus 11:21. I'm sorry, Deuteronomy 11:21. Like I said, Deuteronomy 11 verse 21. To show you that heaven's going to be on earth. Like for right now, right? Who runs this earth? The white man, right? Yes, he does. Under the authority of Satan, he does. The white man runs the world. The white man runs the... You don't believe
okay,
that?
I mean...
Think about
okay,
it.
We go, okay.
Who owns the diamond dictionary? White people.
A lot of foreigners also.
White people. What other foreigners?
Chinese people.
Chinese don't own that.
No, I ain't... There's shares
of people. No. Let me say.
It's not like one person.
Let me say this. Assets.
Okay.
And wealth are two different things.
Absolutely.
The Chinese have a lot of assets. The white man has the wealth. Who owns all the gold? The white man. Who owns all the rubies and pearls and diamonds? The white man. The white man owns all the resources in this earth, except for one thing, oil. And that was the blessing that was given to Ishmael. They don't control that. Them right. Saudis right. out there, they're wealthy. Now, absolutely. The Chinese aren't wealthy, they're rich.
Okay.
All they do is pimp off America.
Yes.
America yes. stops yes. making, America yes. stops needing goods, China goes broke.
Yes.
They have assets.
Yes.
Big difference. And understand one thing, right? How do you establish assets? Through the real money, gold, yes. right?
Which backs
diamonds.
Money. Yes.
That all backs money.
Right.
That all backs
right,
money.
Right, yes.
Gold, silver, right. emeralds, right. rubies, right. diamonds.
That's why
that
America,
all backs
that's
money.
Why America,
commodity.
We putting in money, but they ain't got the thing, they ain't got to back it up.
Right, like I tell people all the time. Like for example, right? You got a lot of our people, right? A lot of our people that think the status quo is, I gotta have a $50,000, $100,000 car, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell people all the time, you wanna be wealthy? Just go buy a half acre of land and you will be wealthy. A half acre of land, depending on where you get it from, right? Go upstate New York. You get a half acre of land for $10,000. You can flip that, hold that for 5 years, that thing will be worth $50,000.
Interest alone. Yeah.
No. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because if they want to build in that land, right, where you own.
Taxes.
No, if they want to build in that land where you own, right? And they want to build a big mall in that area.
Right.
You can either negotiate a deal to where I'm keeping the land and you can lease it and lease your property off of it, right? You can lease your property off of it, or you can just sell me the land. You can buy the land from me for $500,000. See, when you got land, you run things.
Yeah.
You're wealthy. See, so the so-called black man will get an Hispanic man, they'll get a BMW, a Benz, thinking that it's status quo. Don't you realize that a vehicle, once it goes off the parking lot,
$5,000
comes off. So here it is, right?
Yes, it does.
You buy the car, you sign off on it. And as you're going around the block, your boys say, yo, man, yo, so-and-so, blah, 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 this and that. Yo, yeah, you know what? Yo, I'm about to go buy this lane. Like, damn, I just bought this car. You try to sell a car back to the dealer, they're taking it. They're going to take it. After that 30 days, they're going to take it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But $5,000 coming off that.
From the grid.
And you know what? You can only put 2 or 3 miles on it.
for $5,000. You know why? Because it has no value. Anything that depreciates, our people want to have, like it means something. A $5,000 pocketbook living in the projects. A $20,000, look, even a hundred, a $50,000 car living in the projects. Wayne, you could have took a loan for $50,000, bought you about 5 acres of land.
And on the flip mode of that, soon as you take the car off the lot and it drop $5,000, say you pick up 50 cent in that car.
Right.
Probably about to go right back up.
But
just for example.
But right. So
showing again, you the different ways of right. What you're talking about.
So now, heaven on earth is this. This we gotta realize. Read that Deuteronomy 11 verse 21.
Do you believe heaven and hell is a state of mind?
Huh?
Do you believe heaven and hell is a state of mind?
It can be a state of mind. Physically, hold on, listen. Physically, it can be. Because look at our conditions. But isn't it a physical condition?
Right. What I'm saying is that heaven and hell, like your heaven, might not be the same heaven as
me. No, it is. It absolutely is. You know why it is?
How?
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you why our heaven and hell is the same. Because we're the same people. We are children of the Lord.
Okay, so
we're all being, we're all being cursed by the same God for the sins of our forefathers.
No doubt.
And this is why I say this. Read on. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verse 21. That your days may be multiplied in the days of your children in the land which the Lord swear unto your fathers. So now, if we would have followed the law, our days would have been multiplied and the days of our children would have been multiplied in the land of our fathers. Where's the land of our fathers? The land they fighting over there in Israel. That land is our land.
Yeah.
That's our land. Yeah. Read on.
Jerusalem, actually.
Right. No, Jerusalem's the capital city.
Right.
But the land is Canaan, or Palestine, if you want to call it.
Yeah.
Read on.
As the days, Slaki, which the Lord swear unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth.
As the what?
As the days of heaven upon the earth.
So see, when we're in power, we're in heaven. This is why I asked you who runs the earth. Because let me say this, right? Go up to Livingston. They living in their heaven. Here it is. Look at how dirty our shopping malls are. Right? Go up to their shopping malls.
Right, but my thing is this. See how you say look at us? Some people might look at this as we look at discussing as their heaven. Meaning there's people I know that love this shit.
Right. But is that their heaven?
In their mind.
Which their mind is darkened. That's what you gotta understand.
Hold on for a minute.
If somebody thinks this is something,
okay,
that means they suffer from a lack of knowledge of who they are.
Okay.
But because when these brothers out here talking about I'm hood rich.
You right.
How you hood rich and your next door neighbor's on drugs?
You're so right. But my question is this, isn't that a state of mind?
But that doesn't mean that state of mind is right.
I didn't say it's right, but it exists.
Oh, it's a state of mind. Does that mean it's a right state of mind?
No. Right. But it exists.
Oh, I'm not saying it doesn't exist.
So, which my point is that his heaven and hell couldn't be the same.
Right. But I'm going to tell you, as a people, I'm going to give you a perfect example. I get where you're trying to go with this,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Like, for example, I live in South Orange.
Okay.
I used to live in Newark. Close, bro, close. They close at 12 on Saturdays. Mm. I used to live in Newark. The dynamics has changed. Mm. So, has my situation elevated and been blessed? Absolutely. Absolutely.
So now, hold on for a minute.
Now, when I lived in Newark, don't get sidetracked.
I'm with you. I can walk with you.
Right. No, but I'm just. Yeah, I want to tackle you.
Yeah.
So like, hold on, bro. Come back. I see what you're looking at, bro. Come back. I should have pointed that way. Newark is that way, right?
Yeah.
I should have pointed. Cause I saw a brother there.
Yeah.
Nah, Newark is that way, brother. You know what I'm saying? Right. But what I'm saying is, my whole mind frame changed even more to where my mind became more peaceful. So I get where you're coming from.
Right.
When the Most High deals, right, he deals as individuals. Like, for example, somebody that's been in a homeless shelter for years, when they get an apartment in the hood, that's it. Yeah, of course it's better off, right? Why? Because now they're not sharing a bathroom with 20 people.
Exactly.
So I understand that. But see, it's not about individualism when you're trying to build the nation. It's not about individualism. We're dealing with the Most High. I don't only want myself, this brother, that sister, you. I want all of our people, right? This is why we come out here to teach. Because I want all of our people to enjoy in the riches of Christ.
As one.
As one nation. As one people. Now, hold on for a minute. Now, I know, for example, some of our people are not going to want to have any issue or any, how do you say, part of it.
Right.
They just gonna have to die. You know why? Because the Most High is not trying to get all our people anyway. Understand that. The Most High is only dealing with 1/3 of our people because he knows we're rebellious people. Some of these brothers out here want to be hood rich. 1/3?
He's only dealing with 1/3.
He's only gonna save 1/3. He's dealing with the whole nation. No. He's dealing out of the 1/3, it's gonna be 144,000 that's gonna rule this earth. But now, and that's 144,000 out of each tribe.
Absolutely.
But now, the 1/3, like for example, say there's 99 million of our people, right?
Huh?
Say there's 99 million of our people.
Huh?
What's 1/3 of 99 million?
1/3 of 99 million is what?
33 million. 33 million.
Yeah.
Right? So now, that means while we're out here teaching our people, teaching them the benefits of serving Christ, teaching them that they shouldn't be shopping on the Sabbath day. Teach them that they shouldn't be making whores of themselves. Men shouldn't be whoremongers.
The Sabbath is actually Saturday, am I right?
Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
Okay.
According to the Bible. So it's Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
Right.
Because biblically, a day begins in the evening.
Right, so it's Saturday. Right.
Right, so it's Saturday. Right. So when the sun goes down at day about 7:35, 7:40, it's when what?
Right.
That's when the new day begins.
Right.
Because the day doesn't begin.
Right.
The day doesn't begin 12 o'clock at midnight. The day begins when the sun goes down. The day begins, according to the Bible, when the sun goes down. Sundown is a new day. Go to most countries. Why do you think at 8 o'clock at night, they're going to bed?
That's something I would check out.
Yeah. Go to any country in this world. They get up with the sun and they go to sleep with the sun. Why is that? Because you need less lights and all this madness and all this craziness going on when you do that.
How about Alaska with 6 months of light and 6 months of dark?
How about it? It's still equal, right? Is it not still equal? Is it not still equal?
It's still equal. Absolutely.
But right, so it's still equal. If you got 6 months of light, 6 months of dark. So now, what do you have to do in a situation like that? Make sure during 6 months of light, you make sure you can deal with that. Because some people can't deal with it. They have insomnia. So what do? They leave. A lot of people that are in the military go to Alaska.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
36. So we still right. So according to the Bible, you gotta understand something. We're out here to teach our people who they are according to the Bible. You so-called Negroes, West Indians, Puerto Ricans, Haitians, Cubans, Mexicans, you are the Lord's chosen people. You are the greatest people on the planet, and we're out here to warn you of the things to come and let you know that Christ is about to make his second return. So it's time for you to repent, change your ways, and come back to Christ. That's what it's time for you to do.
Don't break down because I'm about to start running.
Give me Acts 3:19.
Give me that first. I was about to go to Revelations for you too. I know your favorite scripture. 18:4.
Oh yeah, I love that. I love that scripture. Acts 3:19.
The book of Acts, chapter 3:19. Repent ye therefore and be converted.
So the Bible says to repent ye therefore and be converted and change your ways. Why do you need to change your ways? Because when Christ comes back, homosexuality is coming to an end. Killing your brothers and sisters is coming to an end. Being whoremongers, you men being whoremongers out here, that's coming to an end. You women making a horsey out of yourselves, that's coming to an end. All that's coming to an end when Christ makes his second return. So that's why we're warning you to repent and change your ways.
Let's sit on that. We're going to shut down. Let's start raining. Most High blessings to get it in, though.
We got it in, though, right?
Yeah.